I am in the process of a divorce. We've been married for 23 years.
The reason for her filing for divorce is?
It's been a lot of things. There's been no infidelity, you know, nothing outside the marriage, but it's my inability to change, selfishness. I've just done a lot of stupid things throughout the marriage, you know, and I would change and it would last a while and then I'd seem to go back and do some of the same stuff over again. We're both Christians. She's a very strong Christian. We had even talked about we would never even get a divorce because, you know, with kids, we just don't want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess things change.
Mm-hmm. So what is that saying to you right now in terms of how you are going to choose to live the rest of your life?
Well, that question really gets to the point. How are you going to choose to live the rest of your life? This is Hope for the Heart with June Hunt. When we make wrong choices, our decisions affect those we love, and poor choices unravel the trust that's essential for a healthy relationship. Today, June guides this husband towards truth and transformation as she looks at integrity within the family. Now, this is a pre-recorded conversation, and we're going to start from the beginning of the call.
I am in the process of a divorce. We've been married for 23 years. My wife, she filed for divorce about 3 weeks ago.
Wow. Okay.
And we have a 13-year-old and 19-year-old daughter. She's at college right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still in the house. I'm just at the other end of the house.
Mm-hmm. The reason for her filing for divorce is?
It's been a lot of things. There's been no infidelity, you know, nothing outside the marriage, but it's my inability to change, selfishness. I've just done a lot of stupid things throughout the marriage, you know, and I would change and it would last a while and then I'd seem to go back and do some of the same stuff over again.
Like what stupid stuff?
Well, I was in a family business and we both decided that was not working. A bunch of family problems in my family.
Mm-hmm.
So I got out of that and we started a new business with another partner. And, of course, starting a new business, financially, we were dire straits. We didn't have money, weren't paying all the bills. Well, it got to the point where I started selling some of our stuff. You would think that would be okay because I was selling it to pay for stuff. But at the same time, I would go spend money on stuff just like we still had all the money that we had before, you know, like
mm-hmm.
big screen TV or iPhone.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We went to the marriage boot camp and came out of that energized, and he told me it was the best anniversary we had in 23 years.
Mm.
So, you know, it's just been a whirlwind.
So that, you said, was the best anniversary?
Yeah, that's what she said, yeah.
Okay, then what happened between then and now?
Well, she found out I'd left receipts from a pawn shop where I'd sold things of hers and mine. And when she saw that, she thought, okay, you stole stuff. You didn't tell me you were doing that. And it was just like, okay, we've already had problems before. And she just, she left.
Hmm. So, here's a married couple. Everything is co-owned. So what's the problem with selling some of the things? I mean, isn't it kind of like what's yours is mine and mine yours? And
no.
No. Well, I'm being opposed right here on the front row. My goodness, by multiple people, as a matter of fact. Well, what if somebody says, look, no, what's mine is yours and yours is mine?
I think that goes to the trust thing. There's no trust, there's no anything. You don't have a foundation.
Why do you say if you don't have trust, you basically don't have anything? Why?
Well, if you can't trust, you can't do anything. If he sold something and I didn't know it, that would hurt my heart.
Mm-hmm. So trusting him to talk with you about it before.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's ours together. Let's decide together. Mm-hmm. And don't hide.
So why did she leave and file for divorce after the best anniversary in 23 years? Trust. We'll continue to listen.
Okay. So she felt you lied to her. You were deceptive.
Yes.
And so she feels she can't trust you.
Yes, it's a trust issue, big time.
Mm-hmm. This has not been the first time, though.
it has gone back and forth. Yes, mm-hmm. it has, and it's been my fault. We're both Christians. She's a very strong Christian. We had even talked about we would never even get a divorce because, you know, with kids, we just don't want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess things change.
Mm-hmm. So what is that saying to you right now in terms of how you are going to choose to live the rest of your life?
So what do you think his answer will be? How will he live the rest of his life based on what you've heard so far? What do you think?
I would hope that he apologizes to her mm-hmm. and tells her that he loves her and he wants his marriage and that he will get help and go see a professional counselor, go to classes, watch DVDs, do whatever he needs to do to make it right and be a person of integrity.
Well, can't he just say, oh, I'm sorry, I won't do it again?
No, he has to confess his sins mm-hmm. and then he has to repent. And he has to show that he has changed by his behavior, and it has to be consistent, and it has to be over a period of time.
You've heard, this isn't the first time he's done this. This is a pattern. If it's a pattern, there has to be a new habit. In other words, if it's an old habit, he's used to doing this. This is his way of juggling life. He's juggling. So I know it sounds simplistic, but you have to replace a bad habit with a good habit. That's where some people, they don't know how to think because they're demented in their thinking. What you said was get with somebody who's wise, counselor or somebody who is strong that he'll respect and then have a plan. Is that right? I would love to think, oh, well, she just threatened divorce and so that means he'll just change and everything will be fine. It typically will not be that way. He'll go right back eventually into the old pattern because that's what he's used to, unless there's something that's intervened, a new way of living life. So let's continue on.
Well, I can't be this way anymore because this is not what God wants me to be.
Excellent.
And, you know, it's 23 years and we've had a lot of good with the bad. I guess you get that in 23 years, but I don't know.
I know you said what caused the divorce, and you said it was my inability to change, even though...
Well, and it was a trust issue. Yeah, yep. It's always been about trust. It wasn't just about the finances. Sometimes it was finances. Sometimes it was other things that were going on.
Like what?
Well, at one time, I had a problem with internet porn.
Mm-hmm.
Dealt with that, went through that. Then there was spending money without telling her, you know, not telling her what the finances are, just quite a few different things.
Right.
And there was not just one issue.
Yeah.
But it all came back to trust.
Yeah. And that's huge.
Yeah.
So he gets it that he's not trustworthy because he isn't. He's not now either. He has got to learn how to be. Is he denying he's at fault? No. He says, it's my fault. Do you think he understands how to access the power to change? It seems like he would have done it if it had caused this big of a mess before. There's something he's not had in his thinking. Yes, he knows he's in a mess. Yes, he wants to change the mess. How are you going to help him if he calls you? What would you say?
I would ask if he recognizes that he needs to have standards that he shares with his wife, to which they both agree. Mm-hmm. And in addition, does he actually have the will to be held accountable? Is he willing to, in the dark, in private, give his time to learning the Word of God so that he can understand the will of God on these issues?
Mm-hmm. Did you hear what she said? Learn the Word of God so that then you learn the will of God. Because he reveals his will through his Word. He reveals his will through his word. And when you look at the scripture, Proverbs 3, 5 and 6, there's a part of that that's poignant. It's my favorite verse using the word trust. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. You don't have to understand it all. You don't have to understand how God's going to work in this situation. But in all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. He will make your path straight. So from a us to God standpoint, that is my favorite verse because it is allowing him to reveal to us. And you say, God, I don't know what to do here. I need you to direct my steps, and I will come under authority. You know, very likely, I don't know, but it doesn't sound like he's even in the Word, so he may need to learn to read Proverbs, which would help him tremendously every day for the entire year. And you'll only go through it 12 times. But it's amazing what will pop out on living life with integrity.
This is listener-supported Hope for the Heart with June Hunt. She'll be back with more of this conversation about ethics and integrity in just a minute. Did you know that if you miss any of our programs, you can listen at your convenience on our mobile app? Just search for Hope for the Heart in your favorite app store or listen online at hopefortheheart.org. Right now, let's get back to June and this conversation as she points her caller towards the truth.
Let me give you a scripture that hopefully will be a motivation to you because it shows both sides of the coin. It's actually my favorite verse on integrity. It says, "The integrity of the upright guides them, but the unfaithful are destroyed by their duplicity." That's Proverbs 11, verse 3. Proverbs 11, 3. For you to write that out and to say, "Lord, I want to be that man of integrity. I don't want to be a man of duplicity. I need to have a whole change so that no matter what, I will not rationalize. So that no matter what, I will not compromise." I'm talking about that negative kind of compromise.
Yeah.
"So that no matter what, I will not be a man of duplicity. I won't say one thing here and do something else over there." You know, the good part is pain is a huge motivator for change.
Oh, yes.
Now, since truth is an issue, trust and truth, there's a point at which I would want you to get to where you say, no matter what, no matter how bad I look, no matter how I think I'm going to be perceived, I will tell the truth no matter what. I will not hide anything. Because think of it this way. You've said that both you and your wife are authentic Christians, correct?
Yeah. Okay. Well, and she even said she still loves me. She said, "I can't live with you anymore."
Okay. Well, she can't live with what she has experienced. See, that's it. It's not really you. It's the person that you became in terms of behavior.
The bottom line is he needs, number one, transformation. He doesn't need information the most. He needs transformation. Romans 12:2 says, "Do not be conformed any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your what? Mind." So yes, there's information, but if it's the right step-by-step biblical truth, it will transform his life. If it's repetitious, repetitious, repetitious. You say, "Well, what do you mean repetitious?" Anybody here play a guitar? How did you learn to play the guitar?
We learned the chords, and then we had to keep practicing it.
And you feel like a spastic initially, don't you?
Yeah.
Because you sit there and you're trying to think, my finger won't do that. It won't do that. And then you'd keep doing it again and again and again. How'd you learn to ride a bike? You got on. Shaky at first. That's how you develop a good habit. You do it again, and you do it again, and you do it again, until it finally feels natural. In fact, you can do it where you don't even think about it, and that's what you want to do. So if it's an issue of integrity, you do it even when it's hard. Like if you're going to be accused, somebody's going to blow up at you, tell the truth anyway. Tell the truth anyway. If somebody's blowing up at you, you know what you say? "He has a problem." You don't say it out loud. "He has a problem. I'm not going to let his problem be my problem. I'm telling the truth." And if you're not believed, don't get into a battle. "He has a problem. I'm not going to let his problem be my problem." Or, "She has a problem. I'm not going to let her problem be my problem." And it's amazing. Now you're in control and you've given your life. Say, "Lord, just take over. I need your strength, and I'll do whatever it is in your strength." Let's go on with the call.
So the issue has to do with what's at the core of that behavior. Now, I want you to think about this. As a Christian, if you literally were conformed to the character of Christ, would you have a trust problem?
No.
That's correct. So I want you to literally let this be your number one aim. And it's going to be based on Romans 8:29. Romans 8:29 says, and this is fabulous, it says, you are predestined, as a Christian, you're predestined to be conformed to the likeness of his son. So look at this. He's already figured out, he's already pre-planned how you would be conformed to the character of Christ. If you're conformed to the character of Christ, you will be trustworthy, won't you?
Yes.
Okay, so that's going to be your target. I want you to see that as a target, and every morning, every night, anytime during the day, your prayer is going to be, Lord, I will do whatever it takes to be conformed to the character of Christ. Lord, I'll do whatever it takes to be conformed to the character of Christ. Lord, I'll do whatever it takes to be conformed to the character of Christ. Because then you will be trustworthy. And that means when you are confronted with something that she's not going to want to hear, but it is the truth, you tell the truth. And you've got to trust God with the result. You've got to trust God with what your future will be. Does this make sense?
Yes, it
okay.
does.
Okay, so this is going to be your new priority. Your new priority is not trying to get her to do this, that, or the other. It's not finances. Your priority is, I'll do whatever it takes to be conformed to the character of Christ. If you literally do that, all the rest are like dominoes that fall. The most important thing is that then you will be that man of integrity that she can admire and that you want to become. You continue to hang on to hope.
This won't work this way if there has not been a change. Listen very carefully. What is Christianity? Is it believing that Jesus Christ died on the cross for our sins? He did. The enemy of God, Satan, he believes that too. He knows that better than we do. Is it praying a prayer of salvation? Saying, I don't want to go to hell. I want to go to heaven. I believe that you did die. Yes, okay. Well, there are a lot of people who don't want to go to hell and they want to go to heaven. What makes the difference? When we become a true, authentic Christian, what that means is it's a change of who's in control. I've at times said it's like a change of gods. Now, we don't call ourselves God and would not, but the issue is who's in control. The Bible says, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. Lord means master, ruler, owner. It's saying, God, I'm allowing you, I'm asking you to come into my life and I'm allowing you to be my master. I'm asking you to own me. I give up me trying to manipulate, do all these things to make everything better. Instead, I give control of my life to you. There are so many people who've said, I've never heard it that way. I just thought it was some prayer. There has to be a change of ownership. The Bible clearly talks about you've been bought with a price, talking about Christians. The bought part is Jesus died on the cross for our sins. And then when we are Christians, that means we've received him, Jesus, as our Lord and Savior. And it's kind of like, I give myself to him, he gives himself to me. It's been called by some the exchange life. It's an exchange where I give him my life. He gets the short end of the stick, by the way. I receive him. The Bible says when it's a true Christian, it says, is Christ in you, the hope of glory? That's what makes the difference. If that is your need, and you know that before it's just been words and you mean well and you're trying, but it just hasn't happened, the best way to have integrity is to start the way God wants us to. And that is, this is what the Bible says, for the Christian, I've been crucified with Christ. That means death to self-rule. Instead of me being my own ruler, doing my own thing, I've been crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. But it's not I, but it's Christ living in me. This is Galatians 2:20. The life I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Faith is stepping out on the promise of whatever God has promised you. If you have faith in him,
You're literally stepping out, receiving Him. It's the person of Jesus as Lord and Savior. Then you have a secure relationship that will never end. If that is your need, and you believe that God is knocking at the door of your heart, and you know that in the past it just hasn't been there, there's not the fruit, there's not the proof. If you believe God is knocking at your heart's door, saying, open it up. Allow me to come in. Allow Jesus Christ to be your personal Lord and Savior. If you know that's what God wants you to do, just pray with me. God, I really need you in my life. I know so many times I've gone my way in my own strength. I've chosen things I shouldn't have chosen. But I need something that's a change, a true change of life. So Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for my personal sins. Right now, I'm asking you to forgive me for my sins. And I'm asking you to come into my life to be my personal Lord and Savior. I give you control of my life. I give you ownership of me. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for not giving up on me. Thank you for the future you have for me. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Well, if you prayed along with June and our caller, asking Jesus to come into your life, would you let us know about it by calling our Hope Care Center? The number is 800-488-HOPE. We'd like to send you some materials that will help you in your new relationship with Jesus. This is Hope for the Heart with June Hunt. I'm Joe Wolf. Now, along with this broadcast, you can find a free download and other resources on this important issue of ethics and integrity at hopefortheheart.org. Now, for a final word of hope, here again is June.
We all know the sickening feeling of living with a guilty conscience, or knowing that we've let others down, or that we've let God down. The problem is that we weren't aiming at the right target. When we place ourselves in dependence on God, and when our target is right before God, we can have a clear conscience and be a light in the midst of darkness. Decide today that you want God's blessing in your life, that you don't want anyone to take the place that God alone should have in your life. Take the words of the psalmist David as your own personal prayer. Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me.
I like that prayer from David. Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Here at Hope for the Heart, we want you, your family, your friends, and people across the globe to have a biblical foundation and practical tools to face life challenges. And with things like free videos on the internet and on social media, there's no reason for anyone to suffer alone. Here's more.
Taking them off my hook and placing them onto God's hook. I did just this, and my dried, hardened heart was softened. I cried to my Father for mercy and forgiveness. It was a cultivating experience, a renewing of my mind, and joy. I had not experienced joy for years.
Our mission this year at Hope for the Heart is to help millions on the internet like Brenda understand how to believe, trust, and apply God's truth to their life. To do this, we have an urgent need to convert more than 100 print teaching materials into videos. Every day, more than 13 billion videos are viewed. People are right now surfing the internet looking for answers. Start your monthly gift of $30 or more today to support this iHope video project and receive a copy of June's Counseling Through Your Bible handbook. Make this eternal investment at hopefortheheart.org.
Well, it's exciting to think about God's hope reaching people through these iHope videos. So let me give you that website one more time. You can make your gift today, and then make the site a favorite so you can get to it easily when you're looking for biblical answers to the things in life that hurt. Hopefortheheart.org. For June Hunt, I'm Joe Wolf. Remember, there is hope no matter the circumstance. Meet us back here tomorrow for more Hope for the Heart.